Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Skip Miller being back on the show. Skip's almost 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, the founder of Advanced Sales School, author of Proactive Selling and also Proactive Sales Management, and the Ultimate Sales Toolkit. That's his new one. He's our good friend Skip Miller. Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Always a good time.
Good to have you back. So, okay, Skip, you're out there where the rubber meets the road, training small business, training salespeople for big companies and little ones. Are things getting any better? Are salespeople, are professional salespeople better than they used to be? Are they regressing? What are you seeing out there?
Oh, the training these millennials are so much fun. They just, you know, they get one sale, then they want to get promoted. It's so much fun. Hey, I got a sale. Okay, I'm now ready to be a senior sales rep.
Right.
You're like, what, you just joined like 6 weeks ago. I mean, what? No.
And by the way, it was your uncle who bought from you, so don't... You sold your uncle. Just, that's not a real sale.
Speed is everything right now. Things are happening faster and faster. We think 30, 40, 50%, 60% even of what they call the buyer's journey in a sale is happening before the customer talks to a vendor.
Oh, yeah.
So I call it
self-qualifying and pre-qualifying you. Self-qualifying themselves and pre-vetting you before you even know they exist.
So the problem there is that because the customer knows more, they start taking control of the sales cycle. And they go,
right.
Hi, I've been on your website, I've been on Yelp, I've talked to a bunch of people, blah, blah, blah. Here's what I want. I want a quote for this and this and this. And the small business owner goes, boy, they know my language, they've educated themselves, so if I do what they ask, right, I'll get an order. Jim,
or worse, Skip, they don't hear any of that and they start talking to them like they didn't know anything.
It's even truer.
It just makes them mad.
So we have a phrase that says, yeses are great, noes are great, maybes will kill you.
Yeah.
So if a small business owner's got five deals out there and gets four or five, congratulations. Well, stop and think. If you get five quotes out there and you got five, four noes, we think that's great because the customer has made a decision and you don't put any more reference on it. The problem right now is the small business owner is putting these quotes out there and the quotes are going to maybe land. They're going to Nowhereville. The customer's going dark. I was in front of 100 small business owners last week and I said, raise your hand in the last month if you've got a number of quotes out there that the customer promised they'd get back to you by Friday and they've gone dark, ghost, quiet, and everybody raises their hand. Things are happening so fast. We do what the customer asks, and these deals are going to maybe land. So I want to talk a little bit about how to stop getting so many maybes in your funnel so you can get decisions and take control back of the sales process. That's what I'd like to spend a little time on here.
Get started.
All right. Small business owners, when you get a lead, right, a lead off your website, a lead from a referral, I want to go through three things with you. Number one, right, as Jim just mentioned, we want to qualify, right? You want to qualify and disqualify. Describe the process you want to go through with the customer. Number one, describe the process. Hey, Mary, thanks for the call. Thanks for hitting our website. Thanks for whatever else. You know, what are you looking for? Okay, that's great. I'm going to do this, then you're going to do that, and then I'll send you a quote. We could have a decision that day or the next. This is our process we go through here. Is that okay with you? If the customer goes, that sounds great, then we're back in control. If the customer goes, no, just send me a quote, it's a battle for control. So one thing right up front.
How do you do all that without being pushy?
Jim, I think thanks for the call today. You know what? Sounds like you're looking for this. Is that right? I'm going to send you an email with a couple of options. Could you just circle or star the top two, send that back to me, and then you and I can talk about what's really good for your needs here. So I've given you a little homework assignment where you've got to circle, star something, and send something back to me. If you're not going to take 10 seconds on something,
right,
then...
What about negotiating when I call you back? What if I say, yeah, I'm looking forward to sending this to you. Can I call you back tomorrow about this, or would the day after be better? How about that?
Of course it would be. You know, 3 days is the magic number. If you go longer than 3 days on something...
I met with a guy one day on a Saturday. Told him I was going to think about, had to talk to him about with my wife on Sunday he was running me down, and this is a pretty good sized purchase, so it wasn't like, you know, he was just too fast. Hey,
as you're polite and give people a mutual agreed upon time, we don't want to be pushy, but we do want to, you know, describe a process and have everybody
learning,
agree to it.
mfreelearning.com is the website. Quick, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.